So continuing in the run. So the first point that Ron makes is what? After the sheet of the Rambam, is that that's only by min b'mino, right? And as when we said, he's learning what's the chumra by yayin esach. The chumra is that if the yayin esach was there first, right? Then no matter how much yayin falls in, it'll be usher because the thing that's only b'mkomo is choshev. Right, but he says the chol hanimili b'min b'mino, avo b'min b'she'eno mino kil tvei, but it's more makel by min b'she'eno mino. Dechamra dehetera denofal b'vasachas l'maya diisura. Right now, as the chumra is, if you had yayin b'yayin and the yayin diisura was on the bottom, so then no matter how much yayin dehetera falls in, it stays aser, right? But let's say you had mayim de isura, right? Let's say you had mayim de isura, correct? And yayin de hetera falls into the mayim de isura. Bevasachas in a shear that is mevatal the mayim, right? Then it's fine. Right? Then it's fine. He has to say that. Right? He must say that. Because the Mishnah never says Mayim be Yayin is Benosin Tam. Yayin be Mayim is Benosin Tam. Right? Behind it's none, yayin b'mayim b'nosin. I'm sorry, it never says yayin b'mayim b'mashu. It always says b'nosin tam. So it means to say there's a kula in yayin b'mayim that you don't find in yayin b'yayin. So where's the kula? Well, let's first find the chumra. The chumra is yayin into yayin heter into yayin iser is always usser. So that's the case. Where it's yayin heter into mayim iser will only be benosin tam. So right, Levi. So where it's yayin iser into yayin heter, even though it's 100 to 1, it's awesome. But if it's yayin iser into yayin heter into mayim iser, then it's only if you don't have shishim against the yayin. Okay, what about the whole idea that whoever gets there first is the most chashuv? What happened to that idea? Why does that chumrah of the first one only apply when it's min b'mino, correct? When it's min b'mino. In other words, when it's yayin b'yayin, so then it means that the yayin nesach was koveya, the mokom of a bor yayin. And the quality of the yayin was yayin nesach. So it will always retain, as long as it remains a bor yayin, it will retain the quality of yayin nesach. But if it changes its very substance, becomes now, starts out as a bor of mayim, and then becomes a bor of yayin, so that's a totally different thing. Right? You don't say that a bor of yayin, you don't say a bor shel iser can never be turned into a bor shel heter. Of course it can. How? You'd have to change the whole, you have to change it essentially. So how do you change it essentially? If it goes from mayim to yayin, that's an essential change. It'd be like if I cleaned it out. You can't say if I clean it out and start over, I can't ever change it. Right, so it's only when it's mayim b'mayim or yayin b'yayin, because then there's just a change in the quantity. So then I'm saying everything stays, that the original definition remains bor shel yayin nesach, and now it's just changed in its shear. The shear of the bor shel yayin nesach changed, but if it turned into a whole different entity, then of course it's different.
You said it would be the same thing as mayim and mayim.
Yeah. Right, the Mishnah is, that's the Mishnah. Yayin nesach aser v'osav v'koshu. Yayin b'yayin, mayim b'yayin. Mayim, mayim b'koshu. Either one is a koshu, right? But if it's yayin v'mayim, then it's different. Right? So it makes a lot, it makes sense. It makes sense in the way he's going. Levi? Okay. Avi? Good. All right, now let's move on. Let's move on. All right. All right, so the Ran is really just working through the Gemara now. So the Gemara says, Rav Dimi says, what? If the Chavis falls in, it's bottle, it's Rishon Rishon bottle. Right? Yeah. If the Yayin falls in, it's Rishon Rishon bottle. The Isser is falling into the Heter, so it's Rishon Rishon bottle. So the Gemara says, how could you say it's Rishon Rishon bottle? The Mishnah itself says that when Yayin falls into, when Yayin falls into Mayim, is that the case he has? Yayin v'mayim, it says benosin tam. So that's a case of Isser falling into Heter. And yet, when it reaches a shear of tam, it's Usser. So you see, we don't say Rishon Rishon bottle. V'dachinan lo, denofal eter legoi sura. So the Gemara says, no. What does it mean it's Usser? Right? Getting flashbacks from last time we were doing this. What does it mean it's Usser? It doesn't have anything to do with kama bottle. It doesn't mean it starts out mutter and it reaches a shear later of nosin tam. That would be a kasha on kama bottle. Right? No, it's talking about the case where heter is falling, a little bit of heter is falling into iser. Right? And therefore, it's nosin tam immediately. The heter is immediately getting the tam of the iser. Right? So it's not a kasha on Rishon Rishon bottle. It's trying to avoid the kasha of Rishon Rishon bottle. Clear? Okay, good. Every time I move, I lose this way. Okay. V'nir li l'fi derech zed da'af b'shari surin hecha d'nofal hateri l'goi sura ma'at ma'at shafilu kol yom kula Rishon Rishon bottle v'nesa ha'kol. Yep. So it seems according to the Ran says, it appears to him that what? That according to this, even by Shari Surim, in other words, this is not the Chumrah of Yayin Nesach. Right? This is not the Chumrah of Yayin Nesach. This he holds as part of the Ikar Adin of Kama Kama Batal, of Rishon Rishon Batal. So in any case of Isser, where Heter falls into Isser, right, the heter becomes usser, and it goes that way all day long. Right? Shemashanu machmirin b'yayin nesef mi b'shari surim eino ela b'heter meruba shnochav basachas tuch iser muat. The only chumrah that we find of yayin nesef is the one case where it's min b'mino, heter meruba and iser muat. But anything else he learns is just the general rule of kama kama batal. There's no difference between kama kama batal of iser into heter, heter into iser. That's not the unique thing of Yayin Nesach. The Rishon Rishon batal is not the unique thing of Yayin Nesach. The unique thing of Yayin Nesach is the fact that even if I have a lot of heter falling into iser, it'll all be aser. But Rishon Rishon Batal is just a rule in Tarovas. That's just once I have Bittel, it joins the other side. So there's nothing unique about Yayin Nesach in terms of Rishon Rishon Batal. Rishon Rishon Batal is not a Yayin Nesach concept, right? Okay. The Yayin Nesach Aser B'mino B'shari Surim Inam Yayin Nesach V'shein Amino Mutar. So the only chumrah by Yayin Nesach is min b'mino heter meruba into iser muat. But any other iser, or even Yayin Nesach itself, if it's a min b'shein amino, you don't have any rule like that of heter meruba into iser muat is going to be aser. Avol beheter should not fall atoch iser ma'at ma'at. But let's take the simple case where it drips in slowly. Afilu b'shari surim. Inam b'yayin Nesach b'shein amino rishon rishon batal. V'aser. Sherei anu omrim. Kach lahakel b'yayin nesach, hechad dekod nofel esur l'goy tera. So he says, but the idea of Rishon Rishon batal, he holds differently than we were saying the other day, right? He holds since, you see, that the Gemara considers that the Rav Dimi holds kama kama batal lekula, right? Meaning to say, if Isser slowly falls into heter, it all turns into heter, right? Min b'shein amino for Rav Dimi, you have to be b'shein amino. No, it doesn't matter. In either case, if it's Isser falling into heter, right, it becomes batal as it goes in. So he holds that's a phenomenon. So then certainly he holds it would work by min by heter into Isser. Did I say it wrong? By heter into Isser. Right? So that's his shita. His shita is what? Let's just review his shita. His shita is different than I said the other day, right? The other day I asked you the question. I was jumping the gun, I guess. I asked you the question: what's more surprising, right? To say kama kama bottle for Isser into Heter or for Heter into Isser, right? And Yehuda said Isser into Heter is more surprising, and I said no, but Yehuda's right. According to the Ron, Yehuda's right because he's saying that what does Rav Dimi say? What's the one thing Rav Dimi says? He says that Isser into Heter will be kama kama batal. Right? That's what he says. And we're looking for the chumrah of Yayin Nesach. So where's the case of Yayin Nesach being Usser b'kol shehu? Right? What's that? So let's say I have Heter into Isser, and it drips in. Let's say it's Heter into Isser, and it goes in slowly. Kama, 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 bottle. Right? So the Ron's saying that's just a Dover Pasha that you can derive from the other kama, kama, bottle. Because if Isser will join Heter and keep adding to the Heter, right? So then, of course, the Heter will keep adding to the Isser. So once I know the Rav Dimi says, this is like a lot of detective work, this Gemara, right? Trying to figure out what's the normal and what's the extraordinary, okay? So if I'm over explaining it, just stop me, please, because I feel like I can't tell how many times are sufficient to get this clear, because this is confusing. But look, let me just put it this way, simply put. The chumrah of Yayin Nesach can't be a kula, right? We can all agree with that, right? So if Rav Dimi is telling me something is becoming mutter in large quantities, even though large quantities of Isser are going into an equation, and Heter keeps coming out, that's obviously not a chumrah of Yayin Nesach, okay? So where do we see that? We see that in the first case, his opening statement, that even though the Isser is falling into the Heter, it's kama kama batal. Right, so kama kama batal of Isser going into Heter must just be a general din in Taravas, right? Now there's only one question that remains: is the din of kama kama batal logically reversible? In other words, if I know that it works for Isser going into Heter, does that also mean it works for Heter going into Isser? Okay, the question that I confused you with the other day. I'm sorry. So according to the Ron, it is. If I know that Isser into Heter keeps adding to the Heter, right, then it stands to reason that Heter going into Isser should keep adding to Isser. So if I'll tell you that if I pour Heter Yayin slowly into Isser, into Mayim that's Usser, let's say, right, and it keeps adding slowly. Or if I tell you I take Heter Yayin and I pour it slowly into Isser Yayin, right? So the first drip is what? It's definitely Usser. No question, right? And as it keeps dripping in, I tell you it still stays Usser. Is that anything unusual about Yayin Nesach? No. Because that's just the principle of Kama Kama Bottle, which I proved to you is a general halacha. Once I proved to you that kama kama batal is a general halacha, not a yayin nesach halacha, and I proved it to you because it applies in the kula side of yayin nesach, so it must be a general halacha, can't be an extra special kula by yayin nesach. So once I've proven that kama kama batal is a matir by yayin nesach, that shows that it's a din just in general. And if I'm of the opinion that there's no difference between kama kama batal applied to Isser and kama kama batal applied to Heter, then I haven't yet found any chumra of yayin nesach. Even though when Heter's falling in slowly, it'll turn out that a lot of Heter will still be Usser, but that's just because of kama kama batal. It has nothing to do with yayin nesach per se. That would work by any Isser. If I had treif milk, right, and I keep dripping in kosher milk slowly, even though I'd get 100 times the kosher milk against the treif milk at the end of the day, it would still all be Usser. Not for any chumra, but because every drip that went in became part of the, when it was batal, it acquired the shame of chalav asura. So then every drip that comes in is finding a bigger quantity of isser. Right? You can't say at the end, well, look back at the total of how much yayin, kosher stuff went in. It's too late. Once it went in and it was batal, it changed sides. It became part of the isser. Right? So that's what is pushing the Ran to look for a new chumrah. Where is the chumrah of yayin nesach? So the only chumrah that you can find, according to his way of looking at it, is dafka when you have yayin shel heter that falls bevas achas into a small amount of yayin shel iser, where there's no kama kama batal. In other words, you've got to find a case for your chumrah that has nothing to do with kama kama batal, because kama kama batal is just a generic din in Isser and Heter. It's not a yayin nesach din. So the only place the chumrah of yayin nesach expresses itself is that even though I only have very little amount of yayin Isser on the bottom of my bor, and a gigantic amount of yayin Heter falls in bevas achas, the bor, the whole barrel falls in, it still is usher. Why? Not because of kama kama batal, on the contrary, it all fell in at once. But because the isser was bimkoma. Okay? Is that clear? Good? Okay. So he's just trying to show you what's new and what's old. So that's what he's saying. He's saying that it's nira li, lefi derech zeh, right? Sha'af b'shari surim, hecha denofel atera legoi sur ma'at ma'at, even in a regular isser, if heter falls into isser slowly, right, my kosher milk into the treif milk, afilu kol ha'yom kulo, rishon batal, v'neser ha'kol, right? It seems to him that according to the way he's learning up till now, that would be the din by any isser. Any small amount of heter that keeps falling into isser slowly will all be usser at the end of the day. Shemash anu machmirin b'yayin nesach mi b'shari surim. The only chumra that we found is That's the only chumra we found. The only chumra we have is heter meruba into yayin into iser muat. The b'yayin nesach aser b'mino b'shari surim inam b'yayin nesach b'shenu mino muter. In every other case of iser, or even in yayin nesach where it's a min b'shenu mino, that would be muter. Avol beheter shnofel atoch iser maat maat afilu b'shari surim inam b'yayin nesach b'shenu mino rishon batal v'aser. But if I can employ the phenomenon of rishon batal, that works everywhere. Sherei anu omrim kain lahakel. How do I know it works everywhere to create iser? Because I know it works lahakel b'yayin esach. Hecha dekonof al isur legoitera. That's what Rav Dimi starts out saying. So I know if it works lahakel b'yayin nesach, that means it's a true principle, right? Okay, and if it's a true principle that even makes iser, it certainly would work. That even makes heter out of iser, it certainly would work to make iser out of heter. Those are his postulates over there. Okay, it's very simple. He's proving from the heter side that it must be a general din, and he holds besvara that there's no difference, or at least it's certainly true for Isser into Heter if it's true for Isser for Heter. It's certainly true for Heter into Isser if it's true for Isser into Heter. Okay? Yeah, so he holds differently than we were saying. I mean, you'll see, he says the Rambam, what we were saying the other day was the Rambam Shita. But he's saying no. He's saying that the Bittul works by Isser too, by Heter too. The Heter also will also acquire the shame of the Isser. That's what he holds. The Heter will acquire the shame of the Isser, just like the Isser acquires the shame of the Heter, and each one will snowball. You'll have the snowball effect by either case. Right? Now, he says like this. Okay. V'chi tema im kain. Okay. Assuming you remember everything they just said, right? Ki t'nan b'yayin de b'yayin b'mayim tzarech k'dei l'tein tam. So what does it say in the Mishnah? Right? It says if you have yayin falling into mayim, right? It'll only be usher when it gives tam. Now, what's falling into what? V'ukimna d'nofo chamra d'hetera l'go maya d'isura. So we said, Rav Dimi was cornered into admitting, into establishing the case of being heter falling into isser. Did I get that right? Yeah. Of heter falling into isser. Because if it was Isser falling into Heter, it should have been Kama Kama Batal, right? And it wouldn't have been Usher when it gets to the Shear of Nesinas Tam. It would have been Mutter when it gets to the Shear of Nesinas Tam, right? Who was surprised by that the other day? That even though the Isser, even though you're going to still have the Tam sprung, right? Was that you? Even though you're going to have the Tam of the Isser in the end, it's all still Mutter. It's wild, right? It's wild. But anyway, that's the Shita. So therefore, he had to work out the case that it was what? Heter into Isser. That's why it's Usser right away, because right away it's Nesinas Tam. Right? Okay. He says, Im kein kitnan de biyayin bimayim tzar kidei litin tam vu kimno de nofo chamra de hetera lego maya de yisura. Dafka bishenofo chamra de tera b'vas achas. Right? That what? Ha b'nofel ma'at ma'at afilu ein b'mayim k'di lidin tam b'yayin osir. The rishon bottle. Right. I'm sorry. I messed you guys up. Right? No, he's saying like this. That when it says that the isser is falling into the heter and it's mutter if it's not no same tam. Right? That's what he means. It has to be, it fell in one shot, right? Mm-hmm. Now, is it saying it's only usher if it's a nosin tam? But if it's not a nosin tam, it's mutter. So what does it mean if it's not a nosin tam, it's mutter? It can't mean it fell in slowly and then the heter was so great that the yayin is not perceptible in the yayin anymore. Because that would be rishon batal. So it must mean that it fell in one shot, right? So in other words, you're going to have to resort to an answer in the Mishnah that what does it mean if Heter falls into Isser, it's Mutter as long as the Isser is not Nosin Tam into the Heter. What does that mean as long as the Isser is not Nosin Tam into the Heter, it's Mutter? You're going to have to say it means Dafka when the whole barrel of Heter fell in Bavas Achas, right? Because otherwise you say Rishon Batal. So once we're already talking about cases where it happened in one shot, so then what's the difference if it's heter falling into isser? Afilu chamra de isura legomaya de tera nami mitzah. Then you can even work it out that what? Even if it's chamra de isura, that's falling into Maya Deetera, it should also say it's Usser. When it falls in slowly, it's going to be Batal and Mutter. And as it keeps falling in slowly, it's going to keep being Mutter. Yeah, no problem. Just say, Shekol Shenofa Vasachas Kidei Litin Tam Leka Lamema, Rishon Batal. So that's the Kashi we had before. In other words, For some reason, the Gemara says on Rav Dimi, he says, what do you mean Rishon Rishon Batal? You mean that when Isser falls into Heter, it's Batal? Right? Right? And then even though it's no Saint Tom later, it's still Mutter? Right? How could you say that? Doesn't the Mishnah say that when Isser falls into Heter, it becomes Usser when it becomes a no Saint Tom? Right? Mashma, that it falls in and is Mutter and then becomes Usser, like Tosfos learned. Right? So, but according to you, once it falls in, it's all Batal, and even though it becomes no Saint Tom, it still should be Mutter. So he says, no, it doesn't mean Isser is falling into Heter. Of course, that would be a problem for me. It means, on the contrary, Heter is falling into Isser. Right? That's why it's Usser, because it's no Saint Tom right away. Right? But the problem is, the Mishnah also says that when it's not no Saint Tom, it should be Mutter. But according to you, it should still be Usser, even when it's not no Saint Tom, because as it fell in, it was Usser. So he says, no, that means it fell in one shot. Oh, but if we already say it fell in one shot, so why can't I just answer the first question that way? What do you mean, you ask your kasha on me, if Isser falls in slowly, it should all be Mutter, even when it's no Saint Tom? Why couldn't he just answer right away? It meant when the Isser fell in, b'vas achas, and never was Batal in the first place. Right? What's the difference? Why is it better to say that the falling in b'vas achas is when the heter is falling into the Isser, than to say that the Isser falling into the heter is a case of b'vas achas? What's the difference? Right? So he says like this. That's not a kasha. That's not even a question. Okay, he's not even giving you an answer. It's not even a question. Why? Ready? That it's true, even though it's true, it's certain that the answer of when the heter falls into the Isser and it's Mutter, that has to be when it came in one shot, right? Hani mili in shriyusa. You only have to say bevas achas in order to create heter. Right? Dipachos mikidei nesinas tam. In order to have the heter of pachos mikidei nesinas tam. How can I ever have a case where is heter is falling into iser, and it's still mutter because the Isser's not giving time to the heter? How do I ever have a case like that? Only b'vas achas. So that's for the heter side. If I'm looking for heter, in a case of heter into Isser, I'll only be able to have heter if the heter falls in one shot. Okay? Habezeh harzeh, but if it falls in slowly, afilu pachos mikedei nesinas tam asur, right? As long as it falls in slowly, even though it eventually becomes less than the shear of Tom, it still is Asur. So in other words, in order to get to Heter, I need to have B'vas Achas. Right? When it's Heter into Isser. Of all the Inyan Isura, but let's say I want to know about Isser itself. I want to know, when does it become Asur? Dibino Saint Tom, Milsa Psikta Kitani. But if I want to know when is it Usser b'nesinas tam, then the Mishnah is telling you an absolute fact. Bein b'nofel b'vas achas, bein b'nofel b'zeh achar zeh. Dumya d'resha. D'yayin b'yayin Usser b'kol shehu. That what? But if I want to know the Isser of no Saint Tom, the Mishnah says that it's Usser when bin no Saint Tom. Okay? So now in terms of when I have Heter falling into Isser, bin no Saint Tom, does it matter how it falls in? No.
Isser falling into
Heter. Did I say that?
Right, you said Heter falling
into Isser. Heter falling into Isser. It doesn't matter.
Why?
Because bin no Saint Tom is a limit. In other words, if I would tell you, Yayin shel heter fell into Mayim shel iser, or whatever case you want to construct, right? Yayin, Mayim shel heter fell into Yayin shel iser. And it has the tam of the iser in the heter, does it matter how it fell in? No. Because I'm capping it at the shear of Nesinas Tam. I'm saying, up to Nesinas Tam, there will be Isser if Heter falls into Isser. So I don't have to say, provided it fell in a certain way. Not necessary. Because how else could it fall in? It means to say that if I have 1 gallon of Isser in the bottom, right? As long as there's tam in the heter, meaning to say there's less than 60 gallons of heter, it's all usser. It doesn't matter if it falls in slowly or bevas achas. Doesn't matter if those 59 gallons of heter fall in slowly over the whole day, or if those 59 gallons of heter fall in one shot. Because 59 to 1 is always no same tam. So in the shear of Nosein Tam, in the description of an Isser bin Nosein Tam, there's no difference of how it falls in. So if I tell you, when the Heter falls into the Isser, and the Isser is a Nosein Tam into the Heter, it's all Usser. I don't have to explain how the case happened. It's irrelevant. There's no difference how it happened. There's no difference if somebody was pouring it in a very fine stream or if a full barrel fell in one shot. Right? Okay? So that's dumya dereisha. Diyayin biyayin osur bekoshu. So that's what he was trying to work out. He's trying to work out that the reisha and the seifa should be the same. The reisha says yayin biyayin is osur. And it doesn't matter how the yayin of heter fell into the yayin of iser. Right? It doesn't matter. Right? Because he says it's yayin of heter falling into yayin of iser. So just like it doesn't matter in the yayin biyayin case how it fell in, it shouldn't matter in the yayin b'mayim b'nosein tam case how it falls in. But the only way that it won't matter is what? Is if heter is falling into iser. But let's say iser is falling into heter, then it will matter. Because if iser is falling into heter, and I tell you it's usser when the iser is a nosein tam into the heter, it depends. How was it a nosein tam? Was it a slow accumulation that eventually gave it tam? Or was it a nosein tam in one shot? It depends. So the Mishnah wants to be written in a simple, clear way that it doesn't have to rely on how it went in to create Isser. Just like the Reisha doesn't rely on how it went in to create Isser. So the only way that's going to work out is if it's heter into iser.
So we're assuming.
Pretty impressive, huh? Right. So that's what he says. He says, one more time, he says, Lo kushi, de afal gav de vade lemay de matarzi bidikon nofal chamer lehet de heter lego may de yisura. So it's true that when we said that heter is falling into iser, Dafka bevas achas misukma. It's true the Gemara does have to say bevas achas at the end, but hani mili in l'shriyusa. But the only time he has to give the answer of bevas achas is for the heter side. De pachos mikidei nesinas tam. But the Mishnah is not talking about pachos mikidei nesinas tam. The Mishnah is talking about nesinas tam, right? So for the pachos mikidei nesinas tam, you're right. You're not going to get the case of pachos mikidei nesinas tam unless you do bevas achas. Oval iini sura dibin nosein tam, which is what the Mishnah is talking about, the case of iser bin nosein tam, Milsa psikta katani. Then it's precise. It gives it an absolute statement. Bein benofel vasafas, bein benofel bezefazeh. Dum yudereisha, the yayin biyayin, asa bekoshu. Then it's exactly like the reisha. So the yayin biyayin of heter into iser is just like the yayin b'mayim of heter into iser, right? Bin no sein tam. The yayin biyayin of iser, of heter into iser bekol shehu is exactly like the yayin b'mayim of heter into iser bin no sein tam. Neither one of those descriptions are totally on exactly how they came about. Obviously the kol shehu case doesn't matter. But also the nosein tam. It doesn't matter how you got to nosein tam is the key point he's making. Right? When heter is falling into iser. Nofal hetera lego yisur aser. Bein shenofal vasachas oman mat. As long as it's nosein tam. Ukamoshi pirashnu, udikavasa katani yayin b'mayim b'nosein tam. Dekol hecha sheyesh b'iser kidei nesinas tam. Whenever there is nesinas tam from the heter falling into the iser, mitzar nami b'kulu gavni. It's always us, no matter how it came about. Ha, kishayin b'iser kidei nesinas tam. Lo mitzar b'kulu gavni. But when there's no nesinas tam, then it's not so simple, right? Then it's not usher in every case. Ki hechi de mitzar min b'mino. Then it's not like that. Ela dafko b'shenofal ma'at ma'at. Then it's only if it falls in a little bit. Mishum rishon batal. Miu. So he has to admit that case is not the same. Miu kol shenofal achakach. Okay, that's the point. Right, that's his answer. His answer to the question of that you're gonna have to resort to a b'vas achas. So what's the difference if it's b'vas achas of iser into heter, or b'vas achas of heter into iser? Is a brilliant answer. He says the Mishnah wants to track the same. The Mishnah wants to say absolute statements of iser. In terms of the expressions of iser, it should be read as absolutes. So there are two absolute statements of iser. When yayin of heter falls into yayin of iser, it's asa b'kol shu. Does it matter how it falls in? No. Even if it's a ton of yayin shel heter falling into a drop of yayin shel iser, it's all usher. And when yayin shel heter falls into mayim shel iser, and the mayim shel iser is a nosein tam to the yayin of heter, it's all usher regardless of how it fell in.
So any heter that falls into any iser,
as long as it's a nosein tam.
Right.
It depends. If it's yayin b'yayin, it's a kol shu, and if it's a yayin b'mayim, it's a b'nosein tam. But if you would have learned the case of iser into heter, then you would have been stuck. Then you would have had to say it fell in, that the Mishnah dafka means a big barrel. Well, who says that in the Mishnah? The Mishnah doesn't say that. So the big barrel is only a problem when you have to use it to make sense of the Mishnah, of the statement of the Mishnah itself, but not an implication, not the negative of, not the reverse of the Mishnah, not the heter cases that the Mishnah is not talking about. I know it's pure pshat, but just the care and detail and attention that they give to this, it just shows you the depth to which they, to which they thought these things through, and the care and the precision to every step in the Gemara. Now it goes like this. This next part I just want to skip. You don't mind? So it's like this, because we'll get back to it another time. That's the question of Chatich HaNasvel. He said like this. So that's his shita. He says, "Ve'ein kein dasa Rambam zal." Right? See that? Shehu zal omer delo aminon be'etera lego isur rishon batal lo b'shar isurim v'lo b'yayin nesach v'she'eno mino. That what? V'she'eno mino af pi she'anu omrim kein lahakel b'yayin nesach b'dekod nofil isur lego etera. Yeah. So he says that what? The Rambam disagrees with what he's saying. He said that once you see kama kama batal, that when Isser goes into Heter and it becomes batal slowly, slowly, so too when Heter goes into Isser, it should become batal slowly, slowly. But the Rambam disagrees. Right? He says we don't say that when Heter goes into Isser, Rishon Rishon batal. Not in Shari Surim and not in Yayin Nesach. Right? Not in Yayin Nesach of a She'en Amino. Right? Afal Pishanu Omrim Kein Lahakel B'Yayin Nesach B'Dekon Nofal Isur L'Goe Tera. Even though we say it Lahakel, it doesn't mean, right? Now, even though we say it Lahakel, so that means he definitely holds from the concept of Kama Kama Bottle. Right? If he holds it Lahakel, he definitely holds from it. Right? But he doesn't hold, like the Ran said, that if it works on Heter against Isser, it'll certainly work on Isser against Heter. He agrees there is an idea of Kama Kama Bottle, but only on Isser against Heter. You can't deduce from Kama Kama Bottle of Isser going into Heter that it'll also be Kama Kama Bottle of the Heter going into the Isser, which the Ran thought was logical. Why? It sounds logical. V'hainu taima, listen to this. Lefi sheha iser osoy lehizvatel. V'lo haheter. Because the iser is osoy lehizvatel, but heter is not. Interesting, huh? And the Ramban also has something like that. He says, "V'odu zamafar zushe amru b'yayin b'yayin amayim b'yayin amayim b'mayim lo lo dekod nofal heter lego isur de b'nofal maat maat askinan u'mishum mishum mishum batal v'chumr hu shechmir b'yayin nesach ma'ashen gib shayin b'shayin v'fi she'ein heter osir l'zvatel." Yeah. I think that's the Ramban, no? Huh?
Isn't that the idea that you were explaining the other day? That
this
only applies to
Isser? Take a look at the you have the Ramban? Yeah, the Ramban, I think the Ramban has also, he says, V'li nira de heter lego isura, when heter is falling into Isser, lav mishum rishon rishon batal. De lo ashkan bitl beheter. You don't find bitl by heter. Why? Here's a funny reason. He says, L'fi she'ein adam osoy levatlo. People aren't accustomed to being mevatel heter. Adarabba, mosif hu ola v'holich. On the contrary, they add more heter to try to be mevatel the iser. I mean, that's what the guy would rather wants to do. I was questioning if you can do that l'chadchil or not. But the kevan de etera lego isur lo batel rishon rishon b'shar isurim muter. It's a very strong raya. Very, very strong raya. If I had Isser and Heter mixed in, right? So we say you're not allowed to be mevatel is chatchila, but if accidentally more Heter fell in, it would be mutter. Right? B'shogig is mutter. So he agrees like the Rama.
How's that proved?
I see, if you'll say, that's a problem for us, well, it's chaticha nasa nevela. In other words, if, let's say you had Isser, fell into your heter, and you didn't have shishim, so the only halacha is you're not allowed to add more l'chatchila to try to make it shishim. But if accidentally more was added, it would be mutter. Aye, but the heter was already batal.
That's not bitul. It's not, unless it's shishim.
He doesn't hold from that. He's saying once you see, if it was the other way around, it would be you would say the heter. You say the iser was buffer.
What ratios are you dealing with?
Any ratios, he's saying.
Oh.
Any ratios. Now is he saying like this? He's saying an interesting idea. What's he saying? He's saying what prevents the bittel? Why is there no bittel by heter? Why is there no bittel by heter? It's an interesting thing. I mean, I'm not really sure what he's saying. What do you think? Sounds like he's saying, because intrinsically, heter is always chashuv. In other words, the entity that's chashuv is never subject to bittul. And you always look at your tarovas when Isser and Heter fall in, that you're not making a Cheftza Shel Isser. Now, as if I have Isser and Heter, right, and I have a small quantity of Isser, so then he holds, you can say Bittel. Why? Because there's a shame of Heter. Because Heter is the sought-after entity. And therefore, I'll say that the Heter is really the identity, and now everything has the shame of the Heter. It says, but by Isser, you don't. No one looks at Isser as a positive Cheftza. In order to have the idea of kama bottle, it has to be that there is an entity. There has to be a real Cheftza that you can say it's becoming and acquiring its identity, acquiring its shame. Isser and Heter are not two separate entities in the realm of man. It's more like light and dark. It's more like light and dark. When you turn off the light, it's dark. You know what I'm saying? It's not the dark. I know it's Baruch Hoshech, but that means something different. We have to. But it means to say that it's the absence of Heter is Isser. That's all it is. Isser is just like an absence of Heter. So you don't say that the positive thing joins the shame of absence. There's no shame of absence.
Isser is the absence of
Heter? Yeah. Isser is just taking it away from Heter. Isser is just removing your Cheftza. You don't say that there are equal shamos of Isser and Heter.
Something that has a removal of a shame can give something else also a removal of a shame?
You can't.
Well, something Isser can make something else Isser. So obviously it's
no.
somehow...
It's just going to remove your ability to eat the Heter. It doesn't become, there's no such thing as, because the Isser is in this Tairoves, then it just is limiting my ability. But it doesn't become a shame in the Cheftza. He's saying in order to have the phenomenon of kama bottle, it has to be that there is an identity that the thing is joining. So you have to look at the way things are defined in the realm of man. In the realm of man, the Heter is always the thing, and you never try to convert Isser into Heter. On the contrary, everything you're always trying to convert into you're never trying to convert Heter into Isser, you're always trying to convert Isser into Heter. So in terms of the Cheftza, Heter is always the Cheftza that man is going for, and when it fails, it's Isser. But you don't say now, so they can say that it's like I can say that the Isser attained a certain perfection when it became part of the Heter. But so then it's completion. Now it'll attain the shame. But he's saying there's no positive shame of Isser that I can give it a new quality of Isser per se. Let's think about that. I look over his lashon. That's what I know. That's why I think is why is he talking about what people want to do? People don't. No one's osoy lezvatel heter. Who cares? But he means to say that there has to be really like a cheftza in terms of. It has to be an entity in human terms to say that it's joining and becoming something else. There's a difference between being removed and being converted. Kama bottle is totally on a certain conversion into another identity. You don't say that by just a removal from its from an ability that you're trying to. But if you can bring something into a shame, then it's kama bottle. So Isser can be brought into a shame of Heter, and it can be joined to a definition of Heter, an entity of Heter. But we don't look at Isser as an alternate shame. It's just considered like an impediment to the Heter. So I always look at it. I always look at it when it's mixed in. I look at it like there is my heter that's not being able to be expressed because of the impediment of the iser. I look at it like a latent ability in the heter is still there. There's no conversion to a new identity. It's just its identity is being muted. But it's not attaining another identity. Difference between attaining a new identity and having something preventing its identity from coming through. And I think it's interesting. He seems like he's relying on a certain human. It's not a halachic argument. It's not a purely halachic argument. It seems like he's relying on a certain, you know, category of Adam argument. Bittul, you know what I mean?